Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back to 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. And Dror Lieber is our guest. He's become a great member of our brain trust, founder and chief information security officer at Coronet. I need your website, Dror.
Coro.net. Coro.net.
Coro.net. Coronet is the name of the company. Coro.net is the website, and they can find your products there. Would you tell me $3 to $5 a month? It's ridiculous.
I know. It's pretty cheap. We try to make it very accessible to everybody.
And that's
because we understand that not everybody can pay $50-$60 a month
right.
for security.
So,
which
folks,
this
is how you stop being stupid and naive and romantic and uninformed and a lost goose wandering around in the marketplace connecting to every Wi-Fi you can get your hands on. If you're going to do that, like you don't realize that there are bad guys out there just waiting to snap you up and to eat you alive and to ransom, you know, create all kinds of mayhem in your life. If you would like to not have to worry about that, you've got to protect yourself when you leave your business. You can have all the firewalls and encryption that you want inside your four walls, but once you go out into the wild, wild west, once you leave your parking lot, you're at the mercy of the bad guys big time. And if you don't protect yourself when you're on the move, which is what your system, Dror, primarily does, right? On mobile
yes.
and the cloud, it primarily helps with that. Once you get outside, either over your four walls, you know, up to the cloud, or outside roaming around on mobile, I encourage you to go in and subscribe to this. At least find out what's going on. Dror, tell us some more that we need to know about how to protect ourselves.
So I think, you know, one of the questions people ask me always is, am I doing enough? What do I need to do to stay safe? And I just want to leave the listeners with some very basic things that they must do. So first of all, make sure that they have backups. It's as simple as that, of everything that is important. You know, if you do get hit with something, whether it's malicious or not, it's always easier to recover from a backup than to try to redo everything.
Do you recommend recommend cloud backup like I have what's the company I use? The big one. Anyway, or do you recommend a hard backup local?
Cloud. By far, it's a much safer way to do it because the cloud provider will also back up the backup. So you have for example, I back up all of my files to OneDrive, the Office 365 product. And it's good from the perspective of knowing that, you know, it's being backed up, and it's also good because I know that I have access to it from anywhere. The second thing is make sure your device is current, and our system will tell you if it's not. So, for example, if Microsoft releases patch, you know, it's your job to install it. It's
right.
your job to make sure that
yep.
your device is up to
you
date. They're
good,
doing their part.
A
they're
good
trying
security
to protect
system.
You.
Won't a good security system tell you that patch is available?
Well, that's exactly what we would do. So
yeah, that's what I mean. Yours does that. Yours lets you know that. But then
yeah.
you have to take the steps. And by the way, Carbonite is who I use for my backup, for my cloud backup.
Yeah, yeah. Another very good company for sure. So make sure and then on the cloud side, make sure that you manage patches as well. So, for example, I know that everybody's talking today about the Equifax hack and the
right.
fact that the House released a report that said that it was completely, completely avoidable, that hack. Well, they didn't apply a patch. It's as simple as that. So, for example, I'll give you an example. Most businesses run on WordPress. They have their website running on WordPress. Mm-hmm. WordPress continuously sends out patches that that plug security holes. But it's your job to make sure that it's actually applied. So, you know, security is a joint responsibility.
Right.
It's not just the vendor's responsibility, it's the user's responsibility, too.
Should you ever, if you get hit by ransomware, should you ever pay the ransom?
It's our position that the answer to that is no.
Wow. Interesting. Hey, Dror, will you come back? We have a lot more teachers.
I would be delighted.
Good job today. CORO.net, folks. CORO.net. You need what he's offering. He's giving you a good price. I encourage you to add that level of security to your system. CORO.net. I got to do it for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.